don't necessarily want to see changes on controlling guns or gun regulations. Utah's members, including Representative Mattson, Democrat, are all saying that they don't want any knee-jerk reaction. That now is not the time to jump in and pass legislation. They say that may not help. Mattson, for instance, says, you know, we need to wait for solid data before we have some kind of legislation that to make sure it actually has an impact. To try to stop these kind of mass shootings. Obviously, they're very tragic and horrible events. But Mattson, for example, talks about how the assault rifle ban didn't really work in the 90s when it was passed, and it didn't necessarily stop any of these large-scale or even, you know, smaller shootings happening. So, you know, the delegation is pretty much unified that they're not going to be supportive of what comes down. Obviously, today, President Obama tapped Vice President Joe Biden to, you know, kind of set up a task force to look at this, look at ways they can maybe change the rules, maybe get rid of any loopholes in the gun laws. Anytime you talk about gun control, it's a very dicey topic, and especially in a state like Utah. So Utah's members are definitely going to be very careful about weighing into any kind of changes to U.S. gun laws.
On another note, we've learned that Senator Mike Lee's chief of staff, Spencer Stokes, is leaving. What does this mean for Utah's freshman senator?
So Spencer Stokes is a very well-known quantity in Utah. He's a lobbyist for the state legislature for a long time. I think most people who deal with politics know Spencer in some way. And he's really kind of been Mike Lee's right-hand man here in Washington. He helped, set up his shop here. He helped him hire the staff. And kind of helped set the policies in the office for the first 2 years. But I sat down with Spencer earlier this week to talk about it, and he's pretty much, his point was, this is always kind of a two-year deal. He's been here for the first 2 years of the senator's term. He feels like that's enough to get things started, and it's best to step back. Spencer's going to go back to the lobbying world that he knows so well. And Lee has some good people who are coming in. Boyd Matheson, who's the state director, is going to take over as chief of staff as well, kind of split his time between Utah and Washington. And Lee also made another hire this week, Mike Connolly, who used to work for Senator Jim DeMint, who is resigning to run the Heritage Foundation. And Mike Connolly is a Washington, hand that knows what's going on and the power players that they need to mix with. So it'll be a little bit of transition for Senator Lee, but it seems like he's in good hands going forward.
And another big event coming up, the inauguration. Are Utahns clamoring for tickets like they did 4 years ago?
The short answer is no. The 2009 inauguration, obviously, it was a huge deal, incredibly historic to have the first African American president. It's the changeover from George W. Bush to Obama, and some 6,500 Utahns requested tickets for the inauguration. There weren't that many to hand out, but a bunch of people really wanted to come from Utah to be here in Washington for that big event. This time around, it's kind of the repeat, it seems, and maybe around 1,000 or so tickets are being requested by Utahns of the delegation. Some officers have more than they can hand out at the moment. I spoke to with Congressman Chaffetz earlier today, and he was noting that he's maybe given away a third of his ticket allotment. So there's still more to be nabbed, if people want to come back here for the January 21 swearing in. But at the moment, it seems that there's not that many ticket requests that were dramatically different than there were 4 years ago. I will quickly note, though, however, that would be a much different story had Mitt Romney won the election. I imagine that Utah's delegation would be deluged with requests had Mitt Romney become president.